Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Alaska Railroad is planning to resume freight traffic between Anchorage and Fairbanks after repairs are made to 500 feet of track washed out by flooding. Railroad says crews working double shifts have repaired the track near Gold Creek, about 35 miles north of Talkeetna. Trains between Anchorage and Fairbanks have not operated since September 19th, and that means no tank cars carrying petroleum from a North Pole refinery or coal cars from mines at Healy north of Denali National Park. The railroad has put the cost estimate to repair damage system-wide from flooding and storms at nearly $2 million. Officials later on this week expect to add that to lost revenue from interrupted train deliveries, and they say it's expected to be a substantial amount. Sitka's cruise season is over 2 days before it was expected to end. The Holland America ships Westerdam and Oosterdam both canceled their port calls this week. According to the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau, the cruise lines canceled because of bad weather forecasted for the outside waters. The two vessels, which hold nearly 2,000 passengers each, were the last ships of the 2012 season in Sitka. Should a second ice rink be located at Treadwell Ice Arena or in the Mendenhall Valley? That's the topic of a meeting tonight dubbed Twice the Ice. When Treadwell Arena was built, original plans called for a second future sheet of ice. Then talk turned to the valley near Thunder Mountain High School, the Diamond Park Fieldhouse, and the new aquatic facility. Ice skater Robert Sewell has helped organize tonight's meeting. He says it's time to begin the dialogue and resolve the issue because Juneau needs more ice. He believes it's important to maintain and develop the Treadwell Arena.
There's a vibrant skating and hockey community that has focused on use in Douglas for some years. That community needs to be enhanced and protected. If it's spread out across 15 miles, it's difficult to see that the same level of coherence will occur and continue to evolve.
He calls it a resource equity as well as a cost control issue.
It's difficult to see how the city can further justify having two Zambonis, two heating systems, two cooling systems, two staffing patterns, simply to add on a second sheet of ice. That is a significant additional expense.
The Twice the Ice discussion is tonight from 6:30 to 8 o'clock at the Douglas Library. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some heavy rain by tonight. Some breezy conditions along with that rain. Weatherman's forecasting winds to about 25 miles an hour for the capital city area, with some of those gusts to about 40 miles an hour by tonight, with temperatures for the rest of the week between 45 and 52 degrees, with some showers and rain expected for most of the rest of the week.